Welcome to the latest episode of Five on the Floor on the Five Reasons Sports Network. Thanks for joining us on your favorite podcast app. We're on Podbean, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts. We're also on Dash Radio every single weeknight at 7 p.m. Also, check out the Five Reasons YouTube channel before Floor, the Heat pregame show an hour before every Heat game. And also Post Up 5 Hour, hosted by Royal Shepherd. That airs as soon as the game ends, and you can catch it later because it goes to our YouTube channel. Also, FiveReasonsSports.com. Make sure you spell it out. Get the latest articles from Brady Hawk and others. We do not have a paywall. And check out the great sponsors of the Five Reasons Sports Network. We've got a new sponsor to tell you about. This is another local sponsor with fans of the network. We always appreciate bringing them in. And it's called Intense Nutrition. They're based in Coral Springs. It's at 2540 North University in Coral Springs. The phone number is 954-755-0257. That's 954-755-0257. Intense Nutrition is where you want to go if you're tired of the chains. Get personalized service, and they can help you with everything. They can help you with the Intense Clean and Detox. You can lose 10 to 15 pounds in 10 days. They can design the specific stacks for you, whether for the aging man, the budding athlete, or just to fight cold and flu season. And of course, they can help you with your pre and post workout regimens. They've got superior quality, superior service. You can find them on their Facebook page at Intense Nutrition. They've got a website coming up soon. But again, the phone number is 954-775-0257. And if you go to the Five Reasons Sports Instagram page, you will find a lot of information about them as well. So go visit Mike and everyone else there at Intense Nutrition. Again, we promote local. Please support local. That means you're supporting us. And now, tonight's episode. Down to Biscay.
Yay. Five on the floor. Ride for my dogs. Where here's the thing. You can check the score. Hustle hard. Couple scars. Wearing bubble frogs. Just like Buck to say, you in trouble, y'all. Kept the floor playing. Got an all band. Y'all seen the block. Stop with one hand. And pat we trust. It's power have the guts. We're here to bring the heat. Y'all can hang it up.
Welcome to Five on the Floor, a daily insider show on the Miami Heat and the NBA, featuring Ethan Skolnick, Greg Sylvander, and Alex Toledo, plus others from the Five Reasons Sports Network.
Welcome back to Five on the Floor. Here's tonight's floor plan. I'm Ethan Skolnick. I've got Greg Sylvander with me. We are both back in our respective homes. I'm back from the road trip. So I was not present in Oklahoma City. Good result for the Miami Heat tonight. They finished the road trip 2-3. Bit of a slow start. Tough game to watch at the beginning. No Jimmy Butler. No Bam Adebayo. But ultimately, behind Tyler Hero, Duncan Robinson, and others, Max Strus had a strong game off the bench. They managed to beat a very young Oklahoma City team and finish the trip on a high note, a trip that started with three straight losses. Denver, of course, the fight at the end, the two losses in Los Angeles, both of which probably should have been wins, the win in Utah that nobody was expecting, particularly without Jimmy Butler, and then tonight without Jimmy and Bam, just surviving to get back to Miami at 2-3 before the schedule starts to loosen up here a little bit, begins Wednesday night with a home game against New Orleans, and then a hot Washington team that Miami should be better than. We'll see if healthy comes in on Thursday. But what Greg and I are going to do tonight, rather than focus too much on tonight, other than to say, look, they put the ball in Tyler Hero's hands and a lot of good things happen, enough good things happen. And defensively, they shut down Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, which they've tended to do to the best guards on the other team this season. They really held him in check. But we're going to look at the road trip as a whole because, again, it's Oklahoma City. That's a team you're supposed to beat no matter who you have available at this stage. And we're going to look at five things that we noticed on the road trip, because road trips tell you a lot about a team, particularly when players go out. Others have to sub in. They're not away, not with their families. They're only together. It can be a bit of a lonely experience, but you learn about yourself a lot as a team. I think we start with the positive one here, Greg, which is that the Tyler Hero ascension, whether it's a starter or a reserve, now we've seen him start three straight games, it is real. Like there's no question at this point. Like when I put up the numbers of him versus Devin Booker in the third season, everybody's like, stop doing this. I'm just trying to show you where a guy is at a certain point of his career. And again, Devin Booker was the same age as Tyler Hero when he came out. So there is a parallel track there. He's talked about comparing his game to Devin in some ways. That would have looked like a ridiculous comparison last season. It is not a ridiculous comparison, at least as far as, you know, the direction Tyler is trending right now.
No, and to do that on the road, like on a West Coast trip, particularly with the team down guys in different games, like to just continually be able to get to your spots, like it transcends just the stats for me. Like when you watch the games and you see how he gets to his offense, how he gets his shots, the way that he's moving around the court. Like, I look around the league and offensively, I don't see very many players playing with that level of polish and skill set offensively. Like, it's just, he's in a zone right now that is really, you know, obviously it's great for Miami. It doesn't always mean that everything works out perfectly from a wins and losses perspective yet, but I just think it's super encouraging to see that, like, it wasn't just a hot week to start the season, that he's doing this for an extended stretch, particularly on a road trip like out west.
And I think the other thing that this trip spoke to is that Eric Spoelstra is ready to put the ball in his hands to make those plays. And we saw it at the end of, the games run together at this point, the Laker game or the Clipper game, where he had two looks at the end. That would have been, I guess, the Laker game, where he had the two looks and he missed both, one badly. The other one, as he said, is a shot he makes 9 out of 10 times and it swirled out. But Eric has trusted him, and I know he always has trusted him to a degree. That's what all those fourth quarter minutes are about. But it's one thing to get the trust to be on the floor, and it's another thing to be on the floor and be the focal point. And he has been the focal point offensively pretty much every minute he's played this season. Like, even with Jimmy and Bam and Kyle out there, when Tyler is out there, they're looking to Tyler for offense. This is a different player. He's a more confident player. These reps he's getting now, having to be the lead dog, are going to help him as the season progresses. And we have changed the calculus on him. I know we talked a lot about trade machines and all the rest of this stuff. Like, they've got a guy who the only thing that's keeping him from being sixth man of the year is if he starts too much. Like, that's really where he's at. And I know if you have wagers on this at BetUS, use that code 5. I was going to mention this a little bit later. You may be sweating that a little bit, because we'll see if Tyler returns, you know, full time to the bench. I think he will. But he has been terrific. And I think defensively, he's been good enough. The rebounding has been fairly consistent. The playmaking has been fairly consistent. But it's just, when you have Crotty, like, on the broadcast, Greg, saying, wow. There are layers to Tyler's game. It's not just, that's just a catch and shoot player now, but he's literally creating stuff regularly.
And also, like, he's leading the team in field goal attempts at 18 field goal attempts off the bench. And you don't ever, at least I haven't left very many games this season, as we kind of are thinking about what it's looked like, the culmination of the first 14 and then looking ahead. Like, I can't remember a lot of times where I'm like, ooh, that was a really forced bad shot by Tyler. Like, everything just looks smooth and it looks like it's engaged and working. So for him to lead the team in field goal attempts, you know, you called it from jump in terms of him leading the team in scoring, and Jimmy is still there for the free throws and stuff like that. But to your point, like, you're right. Like, they're putting the ball in Tyler's hands in high leverage situations and kind of trusting him in ways, even amongst the big dogs like Jimmy and Bam and such. So that was probably the most encouraging thing, coming out of the West Coast.
And I wouldn't give up on him leading the team in scoring either, because again, he's had more room to roam without Jimmy recently, but his average has also crept up a little bit. And I do think that a little bit more of that load is going to start to go to Tyler as the season progresses. And maybe Jimmy's playing, but they're trying to give him a little bit of a responsibility relief, as they go forward. All right, number two, and we have to address this before the first break, because this was the story of the road trip through the first three games. It was Duncan Robinson. I mean, you couldn't get away from it. You can make the case, and I don't never like to pin a loss on one player, but you can make the case that they win at least one and probably both games in Los Angeles if Duncan just plays to a certain level. Like, the one game with the momentum swing with him missing the bunny and then Malik Monk making the three on the other end, like, you can almost directly attribute it to that. Like, the life came out of the sails of the Heat at that point. The second game, I mean, he had open looks. He just wasn't making. And what was a tight game that the Heat led a good portion of. So you can make that case. I said on Before Floor Tonight, what you wanted in this game was just escape with a win with Duncan shooting the ball well. So at least his head could clear up on that trip piece. It doesn't mean he's going to be great in high leverage situations, again, as we discuss, but he was good enough tonight to give them some breathing room. He even hit that little midi during the game, so he showed a little bit more. Again, you're not playing against a great team, but these are the kind of games you need to get your confidence back. I feel like they come back from the trip thinking, okay, we haven't lost this guy. He may not be all the way back yet, but he's not lost to us forever.
No, and I think he actually ended the trip, if I'm doing the math correctly, and I was doing it quickly just as you were just talking, I think he finished the trip 20 of 50 from three. So that's smack dab 40%, which is interesting. And maybe my math is slightly off. So listeners, fact check me and come and find me on Twitter for sure. But like, that just speaks to the 6 of 11, the 5 of 12. And he started the trip 4 of 8. So it's funny that like, that feels like it's so long ago. In retrospect, that Denver game was such a disaster. But ultimately, I think it's just encouraging to see that he's still getting the attempts up. That means that the confidence factors that we've thought that he's even expressed to some degree, come into play, that he's kind of just shooting through that. And I just, that's a sign of a dude going through something and professionally approaching it. So to me, we still need to continue to see it, because obviously it's just, it's such a key cog to everything that they're doing, but it's encouraging to just see that he's getting the attempts up in a few more makes. And particularly tonight against Oklahoma City, he started to look like the Duncan that wasn't thinking at all as he was taking the shots. And there were a few games where he was getting them up and they were looking smooth, but you could tell that he was subconsciously kind of just flinching. And that there was none of that in Oklahoma City.
And he was staring down the rim as he was missing shots on this trip. I mean, to end the trip at 40%, you know, where you kind of have the progression to the mean, again, tells you like what small sort of differences we're talking about, right? Like Duncan makes one more three in each of those two games, and maybe those two games look different and nobody's talking about him at all. You know, it's just that's how fine a line it is. But I do think that you wanted him to come back feeling a certain amount of confidence, and clearly he'll have a better plane ride home than he would have. All right, when we come back for the break, we're going to talk about three things which I think are somewhat related, actually. But we're going to tackle all three of them. Before we do, I want to tell you about another great sponsor, the Five Reasons Sports Network. This is where you need to go for your IT, right? And if you're in South Florida, we mentioned our South Florida sponsors. They're literally called CPT of South Florida. They've been providing small and medium businesses with the technology they need for decades. If you own a small or medium business or looking to save money on your monthly phone and internet costs, you got to give TJ a call right now. He's got this great promotion, 25% off cloud phone service, including free phones and the first 2 months of service free. He's been helping South Florida businesses save thousands per month. He can do the same for you with a cloud phone system. You can work from anywhere on any device. It is necessary these days. So for a free in-person consultation, call TJ at 954-966-2766. That's 954-966-2766. Or the website, again, is cpt-florida.com. And make sure you mention Five Reasons. All right, we got three more things to get to here, but I do feel like they're somewhat interconnected here. Let's see how we tackle them. I think the first one is this, okay? They got Kyle Lowry in part to take the burden off Jimmy Butler. And we saw at times he can do that without Jimmy being there. Like that fourth quarter against Clippers, certain pockets of certain games, right? But I think what we saw is they got him to help Jimmy Butler when Jimmy is playing. I think we're at the stage where you can count on Kyle for certain things, but his role here is to make Bam and Jimmy better, not to replace necessarily what they provide, particularly from a scoring perspective, when they're not there. Again, it can happen for a quarter. It's not going to happen for a stretch of games anymore. Is that fair after we watch this road trip?
Yeah, I think so. I think that, just by virtue of the way that they've changed the offense, it shows you that they've set this up for Kyle to be the guy who's, kind of lifting up all of these other players versus being a focal point. But truthfully, to start the season, there were so many games where he was in single digits that even if you go back to the Dallas game on November 2nd, he had 22. Like that was the first time that we felt like, okay, there's some scoring out of Kyle. So for this trip, for him to be in double figures every game, except that, you know, the 0 of 8 in Denver, we won't talk about that one, to get a, you know, a couple double digit assist games, I think like all of that stuff is big. And I also think that just for him to get in more of a rhythm and to get more comfortable on the court, you talked about reps with Tyler. I think Kyle getting reps on this trip also is good. He played big minutes the entire trip. So it's encouraging to see that he can take on that, but I think that they're going to need to, and we're going to talk about this here in a bit, figure out, how that's going to work going forward. Cause right now he is averaging 34 minutes a game. And I don't know that you want Kyle hovering around 35 minutes all season.
I think they wanted him in the 29 to 32 range. I think that would be ideal. This has been a product of a couple of things. One, Jimmy being out, a couple of overtime games, although he didn't participate in one of them. So throw that one out. Because he wasn't in the Indiana game. And also the fact, and I just think we got to acknowledge this, they don't really have a backup point guard. I mean, Gabe tonight, again, I know Eric and John Crotty are focusing on the defense. The defense is great, but he can't get shots to fall. And so if he can't get shots to fall, then there's certain parts of the game he's not going to be playable. They got away with it tonight, I think in part because of opponent, but like the one time he makes a three, he got called for the kickout. They don't get consistent minutes offensively out of that spot behind Kyle, which I think is forcing them to play Lowry a little bit more. And then I think that the plan was not to play maybe Gabe much at all, but to give Tyler those minutes. But now Tyler is pretty much playing Jimmy. he's on the floor anyway. So you can't really give Kyle a break. I think that's part of what's played into this. I don't think it's ideal for them. I think they are going to have to. So I think you're going to see some games Kyle just misses. I think that's the way. I think he's going to play him hard in his minutes during his games and then give him a night off, like when they're playing 3 out of 4 or something like that, or, you know, 4 games in 6 nights. I think you'll see him get a night off. But I don't think this was the plan. And I think, again, this is a product of, you know, wanting to give Gabe a chance, giving, you know, Oladipo the time to come back, and also what may lay out there in the buyout market. All right, we'll get to the final two things here in a second. Before we do, one more sponsor to tell you about. Therapist Preferred. This is great CBD founded in 2019 by a physical therapist to maximize performance and recovery for active people. Make sure you've got your strawberry lemonade gummies, your green apple gummies, your CBD sports cream. You need it for recovery. You need it for sleep. You need it just to feel better. Use the promo code 5RSN. That's 5RSN at therapistpreferred.com. That's 5RSN at therapistpreferred.com. 25% off your order plus free shipping. I'm telling you, that's the best deal they offer. Okay. They offer these other promos. They're not 25%. Use the code 5RSN. At therapistpreferred.com. Let's combine these last two, Greg. I know 5 games, 5 reasons and all the rest of this, but I feel like these two go together. And just to touch on it, you know, we look at the Jimmy Butler minutes last year and how they struggled without him. And then we also look at the roster construction this season. And it does feel like they have gotten Jimmy more help for when he's playing. But I don't feel a hell of a lot better about it when he's not. I mean, I feel like, you know, again, they beat Utah. I don't know how that happened. Okay. And they beat an Oklahoma City team they should beat. But because the roster is so top heavy, and I know there was no Bam again tonight. We saw some of Yurtsevin's limitations, I think, at this stage, like not being able to finish, you know, on a lob from Lowry and some other just connection things that come with playing together or playing, but also playing with other players. But I don't necessarily come out of this feeling like Jimmy misses 2 or 3 weeks, they're going to be okay. I don't think they're going to be okay.
Yeah, no, I picked up on that as well. It's something that, again, I don't think we can quantify statistically, but when you just watch the team, to me, this team still goes as Jimmy goes, as great as Tyler has looked, as much of a great QB1 as Kyle Lowry has been, and Bam has obviously diversified his offensive game. None of that stuff really matters. When I still think about a 7-game series and who is going to take the bull by the horns, so to speak, and take over a series, to me, like, it's still Jimmy. And I think the team still, to me, looks like they know that, and probably ultimately that's a good thing. But what I'm worried about, I guess, going throughout the entire season, worried may be too strong a term. You know, I try not to worry about this stuff that much, but it's just like, with you being that top heavy, can you talk about a Jimmy Butler stretch? Can you survive a PJ Tucker stretch? Because, like, I guess the overarching point that I came away from is that there's a couple guys on this roster that what they do, this team can't replicate it if they miss games. And that's going to be huge to watch going forward, because they just don't have that veteran depth where they're 3 deep at every spot with a guy that you can count on.
Yeah. And it reminds me a little bit, you know, of Chris Bosh. They used to talk about this all the time. You can't take, you know, you appreciate what Chris does when he's not in there, because they just didn't have anybody else who could replicate any of the things that Chris could do during the Big Three era. I think you're right about PJ. I just think that level of intensity, his physicality, his ability to rebound or help the team rebound just by boxing out and those kind of things he does, the screen setting, They're right. They don't have, I mean, the only guy they have like that on the roster is, unfortunately, he's 40, almost 41 years old. Right. So, you know, that's the tough thing is, it's like, you know, Udonis Haslem is the only other guy on the team who could replicate what PJ Tucker could, but it's 8 years ago, you know, it's not going to happen now. And so, you're right. I think that's the problem is replication. Now, I think there are a lot of teams in the NBA you could say that about. True. Take away their top two or three players, and who's going to replicate what LeBron does? I mean, who's replicating what Kawhi does with the Clippers? No one. But I don't know if the Heat's bench guys, I guess here's the issue. I don't know if their bench and back of the bench guys are versatile and multidimensional enough that you could figure out how to play another way either, right? Like they exactly. don't. Right. They're limited. Like, I feel like other teams maybe have a little bit more athleticism, versatility on their bench. Maybe they could try to play up and down. The Heat can't really do that. Like, their bench players are plug in to fit in the rotation. Like, I really like a lot of these guys in their roles. Like, I like Max Strus in his role. I like Dedmon in his role. But we saw tonight with Dedmon having to play a different role. It does, other than the made three, it doesn't look quite the same. Right. And that's, you always see that when role players are elevated to spots that they shouldn't be in. And that happens with injuries. It's just that this team seems to have more limited role players, which is what happens when we come back to this. And this was kind of the fifth point, when you create a top heavy roster, because, you know, that's that, you know, your top guys are your multidimensional guys, but you don't have like a middle class in your roster necessarily yet. Now, maybe in 2 years, Max Strus develops into even more of a multidimensional player. We can look at him that way. Maybe that's there for Caleb Martin, although I like him for what he does, but doing more worries me. Like, I just, that's kind of how I feel about a lot of their players. And that is why, and we'll close here, that is why, as great as they've been so far overall, and I think you take the 9-5 start, considering the schedule, they're coming home. That is why the Victor Oladipo thing is going to be big in the second half of the season, because adding another multidimensional, like, go ahead, Greg.
Just for perspective, and I want to correct myself before anyone comes after me, Duncan Robinson was 20 of 55 on the trip, so 36%. That's still 3 percentage points better than he was on the season. Mm-hmm. Miami Heat Eastern Conference finalist teams after the first 14 games of the season, 96-97, they were 10-4. 04-05, they were 9-5. 05-06, they were 8-6. Mm. We're not comparing the big three era because that's not allowed. 1920, they were 11-3, and they're 9-5 this year. So well, it just shows you that they're kind of tracking.
You could compare 10-11 for sure. I mean, they were 9-8 at that stage. At 17, I can't remember what they were after 14. I think it might have been 8-6
for sure. I feel like the big three era, like it's its own capsule can't be compared to anything else.
It is,
but that's
again,
probably just me.
I think context matters with all of it, and the context that matters here is that this has been a brutal schedule. I mean, it has been, and you played without Jimmy Butler for the last 4.5. So, you know. You haven't had full health. You had Strus miss a little bit of time. You're working in players into roles they haven't been in before. It's somewhat of a new group. I mean, half of the rotation players, 5 of the 10 are different from last season. And so, you know, I think they've got through this okay, but I come back to it. The Oladipo thing is going to matter for this team. I don't know what to expect from him, so don't tweet. I don't know. Nobody, no, the Heat don't know, okay? He doesn't know. But the reality is they need one more multidimensional guy off that bench. Just one other who they can, who if somebody misses time, it's not like, if you had Victor Oladipo at 80% of the old Victor Oladipo tonight without Jimmy Butler, you would not have worried about this game. Exactly. You worried about it because the guys they were playing other than him are one-dimensional, and so that creates some issues. But anyway, the Heat win tonight, finish the trip 2-3. Alex and I will be at the game on Wednesday night against New Orleans. Make sure you catch Post Up 5R. Our next watch party, by the way, is going to be the Detroit game. That's Tuesday, the 23rd, right before Thanksgiving at Quarterdeck in Davie. So put that one on your calendars. BetUS, use the code 5, FIVE, Therapist Preferred, and Manscaped, use the code 5RSN. And welcome to our new sponsor, Intention Nutrition, and for IT, CPT-Florida.com. I'm back on my game. Have a good night.
Thank you for listening to the 5 on the Floor on the Fire Regional Sports Network.